Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, the head coach of the Beavers. Tom, I think it's safe to say that, you know, 3-on-3 overtime and shootouts are probably here to stay. And, you know, we need to maybe adjust how we think about, you know, sweeps and getting swept. And, you know, is 5 points a sweep or not? I know how the NCAA considers, say, a shootout. You know, that's a tie. You last night get two-thirds of a win because you win in the 3-on-3. Has your thought process of, you know, is a two-point wins feel like a sweep back in the olden days? Or, you know, how do you as a coach feel about how the game is played and how the standings are kind of sorted out right now?
Well, I think it's fine. I mean, that's just the way hockey is right now. Every level has, other than high school hockey, I don't know a level in the world that doesn't do 3-on-3. So I mean, I don't know. I haven't thought about it in a lot of years, Schultz. It's just the way hockey is right now. So you accept it and just you play the game and you know what the ground rules are.
You know, last week Northern's fans left the building and, you know, they probably felt like they lost twice and got swept. Did you feel like you got a sweep last week?
No, yes and no. I mean, I still look at a sweep as two regulation wins. I mean, that's the bottom line, is a sweep is you're getting, you're getting all the marbles. Now, when you get five out of 6 points, it still feels pretty darn good. Because again, you got 5 out of 6 points, and especially on the road, you're never gonna turn that down. But I look at it as a sweep, as you know, as two regulation wins. But I know that the fans don't look at it that way. And really, the players don't either. I mean, our guys last night, it was a win, and so we got 2 out of 3 points. Again, last Saturday against Northern Michigan, it was a shootout win. But we got, again, I think we think more on the points perspective, Schultz, than anything else.
I went through everybody's schedule earlier today. I'm like, how many sweeps have there actually been this year in this league?
I have no idea.
I added them all up.
Yeah.
130 series between CCHA teams. Now, that counts their non-conference weekends where they're playing the same team back-to-back nights. There have been 16 legitimate sweep wins. Well, they won in regulation twice. 25 times CCHA teams have been swept. That's 45 total times out of 130. That seems really, really, really low to me.
Do you agree? It does. Well, yeah, I mean, absolutely it does. I mean, take a look at the records of our league, and it probably, you know, and that's where you can figure that one out. We have two legitimate sweeps, St. Thomas and Bowling Green. And then, you know, if you want to consider that a sweep last week, and I don't, but I mean, again, it all depends on how you want to count it. But so if there's eight, we've got 25% of them. Is that right? You said eight total, Schultze, sweeps?
16 total wins.
16 total. 16 total what?
Wins.
Oh, so that means
one
sweeps.
Twice.
That means sweeps, yes. So 16 sweeps, so we've got 2 out of 16. Gotcha.
You know, if you want to go by, you know, the conference standings page, they've got two columns for wins, regulation, overtime, two columns for losses, regulation, overtime. If you're going to count those, you know, where you get in the win column twice, that number jumps to 25 sweeps and 38 times the league has been swept. That's still a really, really low number, isn't it?
Well, yeah, again, it's weird for us. What's our record, 13-15-1 now?
12-15-2.
12-15-2, okay, sorry about that. Like, it's weird, we've only been swept legitimately once.
St. Cloud.
Yeah, it's the only time we've been legitimately swept. But again, we've lost 4 3-on-3s. Now we've won 2 3-on-3s, but we're 2-4-2 in our 3-on-3s, and you know, so that obviously, again, that can, you know, if you're not doing as well in your 3-on-3s, that can force your record to be a little further south too.
Long and the short of why I'm going here is, boy, you miss out on a point in October or November. As a coach, you're still thinking, man, this is going to come back to bite us in March, isn't it?
Yeah, it's weird. Like, when you lose one in March, or excuse me, in October and November, like you said, you forget about it. Now, I've gotten to the point in my life where if I sit there and say we could have, you know, could have, should have, would have, so is everybody else in the league. Everybody's got those skeletons, you know, where they're looking back and saying we should have had it here. You know, I mean, obviously, I look at it last night and say we had a 3-2, or excuse me, a 2-1 lead with 6 minutes to go. We had a 2-1 lead last weekend, you know, with 6 minutes to go in Northern too. But that, when you have a 2-1 lead in Northern on the road and you still end up getting 2 points, you don't worry about it as much at that point. You're just happy as heck you got the 5. But last night, I mean, I sit there and, you know, that was a big point, but it was also a bigger point getting the extra too. So
Was it as simple on that play that ended up tying it? You sent two guys to one guy and left the guy that ended up scoring alone?
100%. And, again, there was this miscommunication. It was a high scissors play. And, no, exactly. You got to stay man-on-man. We didn't.
More with Coach Cerruti when we come back. Our pregame show continues right here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Cerruti. Tom, the line of Carter Jones and Yuri Vaisanen and Adam Flamang has certainly been on a tear as of late. What has made those three click and just fire on all cylinders as of late?
Well, I just think, again, I said it last night too, I just think that right now they got good chemistry, but they all do a little something differently, and I think that really adds to the chemistry of the line.
At this point of the year, is chemistry more important than it is October, November, maybe even December?
No, I hope so, because again, there's so much more on the line right now. I mean, these games are I don't want to say there's more on line, but there people are obviously looking at these games a lot closer right now, as we are too. So it's coming down to the end of the season. So I think with that, I mean, if you have good chemistry and if there's a lot of confidence and you like your group, I think it can go a long ways.
I failed to mention Will Magnuson with you last night in the pregame show. I wanted to and just flat out spaced it out. He blocked a ton of shots last weekend at Northern. Then you look at him last night, and that first goal is completely set up by him hard charging up the left wall. Pretty versatile guy, isn't he?
No, he's a good player. He's a good player, and he's honest as the day is long, and he does everything well. I mean, his bottom line is he values his the backside of his game. And when you value the backside of your game, you're going to eat up a lot of minutes.
When you lose a Tony Fulmer, lose your leading shot-blocking guy, did you think you'd have one guy like Will last week kind of take the bull by the horns, or do you think it would have to be more of a collective effort there?
I don't know. I didn't really, again, I haven't thought that much about it, but I really haven't, Schultzy. But the bottom line, that's how Mags plays. So he's a glue guy. He's a block shot guy. He's a relief pressure guy. He plays a low risk game. So those are the things those are the things he just does.
Special teams last night. What'd you like? What didn't you like?
We each had one apiece, so I don't even want to go there. It was a 5-on-5 game last night.
Where do you think tonight's going to be different?
Who knows? I mean, these games all take on a life of their own. I just hope that we want to be quicker to the puck. We want to be quicker with our second guy. We thought we were slow. That allowed those guys to stretch, allowed those guys to get pucks into the neutral zone, and it caused problems for us.
Best of luck.
Thanks, Schultzy.
Tom Cerruti, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next right here on the Beaver Radio Network.